This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, yo, what up, though? It's your boy, Guilty Simpson, sending a shout-out to Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, and the FUBAR Radio Show. Make sure you support that. If you don't, you're stupid.
And if you can't trust what Guilty Simpson has to say...
Yeah, I mean, that's the voice of... explicit reason right there.
Yeah, not of chocolate velvet cake.
Yeah, this is the voice of chocolate velvet cake. What's going on, mother lovers? I'm here with my homegirl, DJ Sarah Love. And you know you're locked right now into the world famous hip hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. But before we go any further,
yay!
Of course, we got a shout out. Man like Ian Boldsworth for the last. You know what I mean? Man like.
I bet it's not often he gets called man
like. Yeah.
You have to throw
the man like because, you know, in urban terms, in road science, basically,
yeah.
That's like, you know what I mean? That's throwing a little like spud. That's like saying, yeah, my brethren or sir. In the olden days, they used to say sir or squire.
Olden days.
Yeah, but now you say man like. So if I say man like Lissy, Lissy would be, Rab, why you pick me up? Like, yeah, you get me? But shout out to Ian Boldsworth.
Yeah.
If you want to, he gave us the last 2 hours just before this. And if you want to listen back to any of his shows or any of the FUBAR Radio shows, make sure you go to www.fubarradio.com.
Wasn't it lovely last week on the hip hop show how we got to catch up with DJ Snips?
Oh, man. It was lovely, man. I chatted to Snips. It was hilarious because. I'd always known, and you know, like he said on his Twitters and all that, he's always putting his views out there. Mm-hmm. And so I'd always known that he's a guy that can, he's not afraid to wear his heart on his sleeve,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting hearing his point of view of where he sees the scene, especially like you guys are DJs, so you see it everywhere you go, like, oh, right, okay, I've got to play this kind of set because this type of crowd. But it must get to the point where you're like, okay, there's a bit too much of this type of crowd everywhere. What the hell's going on? And you start... digging deeper into it. So it's a wicked chat, man.
Yeah, and we also spoke to Femi of Ezra Collective.
Yes.
And that is so cool because they've just won an award and they're just going big places, the group
Crazy,
Ezra Collective.
Man.
So if you missed that, definitely listen back on the website, fubarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
What we got today, though?
More goodies for you. We're going to be speaking to man like...
Tony Prince.
Yes.
Yes.
We were visited by Tony Prince once before on the hip hop show and it was so
man like
fun.
Tony Prince.
Sorry, yeah. Man like Tony Prince and it was so fun talking to him. And he is back with more amazing news for you. So if you're not familiar, you're going to get to know today. Plus, of course, every week we're investigating. Every week we're bringing you the illest parties in town, letting you know where you need to hit up. And open mic, of course. It's looking pretty humongous today.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, so some really cool new music as well.
Yeah, I'm here. We got some brand new specialities.
Exclusive!
All right.
From Foreign Beggars and brand new music from Jazz T and Lee Scott.
Wow.
Seriously, there's so much good music to play you today and exclusive music from Ty as well. But I thought, what a great song to start the show with.
Wow.
You know that dude, we don't really like to talk about him too much on this show, but Nigel Farage?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other guy.
No, not the orange guy. I boycotted that interview last night, so I've not caught up on that yet. But yes, brand new material right now. This is produced by Farmer G of Task Force. And you have the...
What, featuring Nigel Farage?
And it features Cashmere, King Cashmere, Estranged You on the vocals. And the track right here is called... This is the first time you're hearing this, people.
Exclusive.
It's called Farage is a Loser. Check it out. It's FUBAR.
Yeah. The sentimental alien. You know what I mean?
All systems go, Michael.
Yo, the Knight Rider. Hit him like they hit a night sniper or spinning pile driver. Liver than the microbes in your saliva.
Nicer
on the microphone divisor. Keep the lights dim. We're in the era of the right wing. Evil orange gods with the hype spin.
get the knife and the fork, you're gonna eat it up.
Yeah.
Booty call Katie Hopkins, go on, beat it up.
Fat.
We're in the upside down world, up is down, good is bad, sad. If I wasn't at a party with the bass, I'd be up in Charlottesville, punching Nazis in the face. The BNP tried to go 110, tried to march in Lewisham and got run off the ends. Scurrying off, too moist to spar, possibly congregating at the Blue Oyster Bar. Right wing snowflakes melt under the hot sun, crying like bitches when the cops come. I thought they were tough, NRA sing-along, Sig hailing with guns at the synagogue. Traitors to humanity, Hitler was a loser, you're a player in the fantasy. Oh, you chumps.
Yeah, boy.
Bring that back one more time.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back. Bring the beat back.
Y'all want to hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
Bring that
one,
shit back.
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Sentimental alien. You know what I mean?
All systems go, Michael.
Yo. The Night Rider.
Rider.
Hit him like they hit a night sniper. Or spin a pile driver.
Driver.
Liver than the microbes in your saliva.
Nicer.
Nicer on the microphone device. Keep the lights dim. We're in the era of the right wing. Evil orange gods with the hype spin. Get the knife and the fork, you're gonna eat it up.
Yeah.
Booty call Katie Hopkins, go on, beat it up.
Fat.
We're in the upside down world. Up is down, good is bad, sad. If I wasn't at a party with the bass, I'd be up in Charlottesville, punching Nazis in the face. The BNP tried to go 110, tried to march in Lewisham and got run off the ends. Scurrying off, too moist to spar, possibly congregating at the Blue Oyster Bar. Right wing snowflakes melt under the
hot sun,
crying like bitches when the cops come. I thought they were tough, NRA sing-along, Sig hailing with guns at the synagogue. Traitors to humanity, Hitler was a loser, you're a player in the fantasy. All you chumps. Nigel Farage is a loser. Sentimental alien, nigga.
I'm feeling that, and I'm feeling the message.
Yeah, that's interesting hearing him talk like that as well, isn't it?
It's good. That was Kashmir. You know Kashmir. He's part of that group Strange You. That track is called Farage is a Loser. It's the first release.
He's a user.
And a user. And a liar. First release, it's available now. That's from Farmer's brand new album, which is called The Sentimental Alien. I like that title. And that's dropping on Wednesday, the 31st of January, which coincides with this incredible moon that we're going to be
having.
That's
this Wednesday.
I swear
there's always an incredible moon, man.
In my world, yeah.
Okay.
Every night's an incredible
moon. The last one was meant to be... it was kind of big. I ain't going to lie. It disappeared. The next day, it just looked different. I was like, right, what kind of foolishness is this?
Well, I'm going to fill you in on that later in the show in the gig guide.
Right.
There's all the important things that are happening in town. But definitely pick that track up. It's available on Bandcamp. So go Google Farmer Beats on Bandcamp. And all the music I'm hearing from Farmer at the moment is kind of ill-matic. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Yes, and coming up later in the show, you know we're going to be getting into those investigations. But we like to set things off on the positive tip, because, of course, there are people who are just stirring up hatred, like the What's It and Nigel Farage and people. But
the What's It? Ah!
You know, because we don't really know about Cheetos in the UK.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's more
so
American,
we got to say the What's It.
Yeah,
What's It? He is shaped like a What's It as well.
Do What's It still exist? They do. LSD's like, hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Yeah, I've gone.
You know, though, if you eat carrot, a lot of carrots or a lot of beetroots, you get a tanned complexion.
You turn into Donald Trump.
LSD's
yeah, they
like,
do
oh,
it in,
excuse me.
Don't they do it in Germany or somewhere like that? Where they inject,
carrots.
Yeah, they like there's a like you can go on a carrot diet. Where you just eat carrot, that's it. You're Bugs Bunny for the next, 2 months or something.
For
and
life.
And then, yeah, then... But the thing is about the tan is that you do look more carrot-y. More, you know what I mean? It's a carrot tan.
Rather
it ain't the
sun-kissed.
Bronzed. Yeah, you just look like you've just been, bathing in carrot juice for the last 3-4 years or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. You look, you know, kind of like a dusty Oscar award.
Bit Trumpy. Okay. Yeah. So, but hey, interesting fun fact of the day. But, you know, it's important, I think, especially this time of year. A lot of people suffer from seasonal affective disorder. And it's so lovely
to see. Is that what it is? Because I'm wondering, man, some people are walking around looking like they've got doo-doo stuck in their pants or something.
Oh, yeah. I know. But it's tough, isn't it? Because it's so dark. But every day is getting longer. So there's
3 minutes every day, Sarah.
Is it as much as 3 minutes?
3 minutes every day until it starts getting shorter. Again.
Yeah.
So just look forward to
it. But then you have the whole rest of the summer. There's always a reason to look at the glasses half full, you know. Mm. And there's so many wonderful people who have existed throughout humankind. Let's get it equal here. Humankind. Who have done like wonderful.
Man, but you got to remember, man is in the word woman. So.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So I
don't
think,
worry when you say, man, we know what you're talking about.
You know, and so I just think it's really important that we remember these people because especially now in the online era, we're so bombarded with news, just hardcore, negative, like, you know, saddening things that are happening. And
yeah,
it's just
like
important to count.
These sex dolls and that.
But that's, I'm hoping that's making someone happy.
I'm sure it is. It's also making someone a lot of money as well.
Imagine how grimy that thing would be after like 6 months.
Yeah, they don't seem to care. Do you know what I mean?
The dolls or the people?
The people doing it. There's brothels. Didn't you hear there's a brothel that opened up recently?
I've got to say, Mice, I've not researched that deeply into it, but tell me about it.
Yeah, no, a friend of mine told me this.
Yeah. A friend of a friend.
It's deep, man. But anyway, just go. Let's do the big
let's
ups,
stay
man.
On
let's,
the yeah, yeah. positive tip this rather weird, than slip man. Into the twisted tip.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think there's so many cool people in the world. And today's big up, like we always send out a big up to cool people. Mm-hmm. But today, it's personal. Because I just think it's personal to me because I want to send our very first
big up
of the show to the great South African trumpet player, Hugh Masekela. Have you heard of Hugh Masekela before,
Mice? I have, yes.
He died last week, aged 78, and he was one of the world's finest and most distinctive horn players. I mean, when you hear his style of trumpet playing, you can instantly recognize that's Hugh Masekela.
Mm.
And I mean, he was more than 40 albums deep across his career.
Wow.
He was in a group at one point with Abdullah Ibrahim, who was formerly known as Dolla Brand, who is Jean Grey's father.
Wow.
And a fellow South African. Mm. And because of the apartheid regime that existed in South Africa until the 90s, like many black South Africans, he lived in exile from 1964. So he didn't return to South Africa till 1990. And he spent a lot of time in New York, where he became part of the bebop scene there and the community, rubbing shoulders alongside and working with people like Dizzy Gillespie, rubbing shoulders with Miles Davis, your John Coltrane's and everything. And remember that film, Soul Power?
Yeah.
So that was, he conceived that concert. So that concert was Zaire 74, and that was the 3-day festival that happened in Kinshasa in the lead up to promote the Muhammad Ali, George Foreman Rumble in the Jungle fight. Yeah. And oh my God, if you've never seen that documentary.
So he organized
that?
Yeah. Wow.
And so anyone who's not seen
that. Yeah, the documentary's crazy,
amazing.
Man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And this is why, for me, it's hard to get excited by like Rihanna's performance at the Grammys or something, because when you see James Brown killing it, like that defines killing it on stage at that
tune.
Oh my God, incredible. The band,
what's
just
the thing
like,
that they do now, the
pedal business, what do you mean,
you know, like no you know, like miming and all that, there's none of that involved.
Lip syncing.
None
of that. At that concert he pulled together like James Brown, Bill Withers, B.B. King, Celia Cruz,
and the Fania All-Stars were all there, innit?
Yes, yeah. The Fania All-Stars. Oh my God, these people are giants. And Miriam Makeba. He was actually married to Miriam Makeba in the 60s, and she is nicknamed Mama Africa. He called her the patron saint restraint of African music. Like, that's the level of, you know, contribution that she was made. And, you know, I'm just so honored because she was a friend of my family and she was like a grandmother to me. And my mother was also a South African performer who escaped apartheid. She used to sing with Miriam. And one of the first times that I saw Hugh Masekela was when I was about 8 or 9 years old, maybe. And you know the club, Subterranean, Ladbroke Grove,
yeah, of
Mice.
Course, man. That's in the manor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Subterranean, if I'm not that way there.
Yes, and it was pretty grimy in the 80s. But yeah, where my dad convinced the doorman at Subterranean to let me and my older sister into the club with them to go and see the Hugh Masekela concert. That was pretty cool. And really, when I think about it, many of my childhood memories are of my parents taking us to places we really shouldn't have been and throwing house parties. And another memory I have of Hugh Masekela is one time Miriam McCabe was staying with us and my parents threw a gathering at our house with all the South Africa community in town and everything. And, you know, it really kind of overwhelms me now to think back on it. And it really did touch my heart when, you know, when I think of the sort of legacy of people like Hugh Masekela, because these people like icons of African music and, you know, true freedom fighters. And there's not many of them left now. And so that day in our house, we literally had Miriam McCabe, Sophie Mklina, Peggy Pango. I mean, these are proper, like, giants in African African performance and music and stuff. And, yeah, we had food and then we had a big jam at the house. And really, every South African I know is musical. And they're also pretty political. And this is the time when you had, like, Mandela in prison and everything. So a lot of was going on and a lot of was focus was on South African politics. And Hugh Masekela was definitely, like, an activist in that respect as well as a profound musician. And here is a clip of him talking, which... about the colonial legacy in Africa. And it's kind of deep because... I can, in a way, I can superimpose what he's saying here onto experiences that we see today happening in many communities. So check this out. This is Hugh Masekela.
The conquest, the defeat of Africans throughout the years, and urbanization, miseducation, politics, and especially religion, have made Africans really think that their own heritage is backward and primitive and savage and barbaric and heathen and pagan. In fact, the colonials don't have to do the job anymore. It's Africans that do it for them, you know, because basically Africans internationally don't have any idea of their history. And my biggest interest is like to create a situation where academies, the new African academies can sprout up all over the world where we can really learn the true history of Africa, the kingdoms, how, why we're fragmented. If I had to sing a song for Africa, it'd be a song of wish, you know, and it would be Down with the Borders of 1886. That would be my song.
It's pretty deep, you know. So yeah. Definitely go check out Hugh Masekela's music because, you know, he's an undersung hero that many of these cats are getting slept on nowadays because people are hype about Cardi B and everything. But, you know...
It's almost like what you're saying. Funny enough, you know, regarding the history of Africa, people around the world don't know it. And why is that? Is because there are people that haven't wanted it to spread, maybe. And it's a similar thing with legends like this. If we don't talk about him... Who will, you know? Not everybody's going to be mentioning him and paying homage the way they should, so that people listening in can be like, oh, who's that guy? Okay, let me Google him and find out, you know, a bit more.
And same even just when you look at black music, remember when we had the Juice Crew on the show and then Craig G was like, you know, he's waiting for the day where hip-hop isn't disposable, where people like Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, they are held on that same level as you see a Simon and Garfunkel and then Kool G Rap was saying he wants to be remembered as more than just a rapper, but as a lyricist, a writer on that same level as someone like Edgar Allan Poe or something. And there's, so I think we need to find, like, you know, something within us, our pride within ourselves to hold these people up, which nicely segues moves on to my next.
Big up, big up.
We got to say happy birthday to Rakim.
Yo, it's the God. I can't do his voice because. Yeah,
can't do best
I know, and I know a lady that would definitely love to send him a birthday present or two. Yeah, we celebrated her birthday about 2 weeks ago. Shouts to Mama Mice on her 70th. You know, now knowing that you're close to Rakim's birthday, you're probably even more excited on that armchair right now. But that's amazing, man.
I know. I can't remember which birthday of his it is, but I definitely say he's got to be up there on one of the top hip-hop man crush of all time. Don't you think? There's no shame in it, fellas.
Hip-hop man crush.
Like, you know, just roll with it. It's real, though.
At us, at Fruit Bar Radio, if you got man crush on Rakim, we'll see if we can sort out some hip-hop hookups.
Hey, I'm definitely entering that competition. But, yeah, we've got to wait till he gets the boat over here because he doesn't fly, isn't it?
Is that why he doesn't come here that much?
Yeah.
He's got to do a KRS and just look, yo, I'm living here for so and so. That's a bit harder, man. You know.
Imagine.
Fat Joe and Big Pun went through that as well. And then, you know, after Pun passed away, rest in peace, Fat Joe was like, man, I just got to do this, man. I can't be, you know, like everyone else is flying and I'm here like, yo, the sky's going to fall, you know, still on that kind of shit.
You got to get out there, man. Your fans need to see you.
Come on, Ra.
Yeah. And so, again, I just think what an incredible contribution when you think about it. Like, it's nuts when you listen back to recordings when you think this is 1987, a man is spitting like this. You know, like where the level of complexity and everything and the amount of people that he's influenced, like it's hard for us necessarily to know what hip hop would look or sound like without him. So another person that I think we need to never forget about. And definitely I think he's been an influence on Kendrick Lamar, who seemed to have like won everything at the Grammys last night. He won.
This is deep because it. So both them albums came out the same year.
Oh, I see. No, because then he's won. No. Because he's won like over the last 2 years.
Oh, I messed up. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get it now.
He's the hot boy right now. He's King Kendrick.
Man, he's been the hot boy, but this just solidifies it by Hollywood.
We get their seal of approval.
Basically.
But yeah, I mean, he won last night Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance.
Humble.
Best Rap Sung Collaboration.
Loyalty. What tune is that? Loyalty.
That's with, what's her face? Rihanna.
Ah.
And.
Your brethren.
Yeah, the home girl. And.
He was also nominated for.
Album of the Year.
Damn.
Best music video.
Humble.
Record of the year.
Humble.
So he's really kind of
cleaning up the game.
Yeah, and I think he did the opening performance for the Grammys as well. So
Do you remember his last one? Was it at the BET Awards? It was a performance that he did. I think it was at the BET Awards. That was amazing. That was like, whoa. And you could see that. And the kid, he can perform as well.
Yeah, so this time it was like him, U2, and Dave Chappelle. They did like this epic opening ceremony sort of thing.
What, did Chappelle do jokes?
I didn't get to watch all of it because I was like far too tired. But there was, he presented some the award to Kendrick as well. But yeah, Abby has just told us there was only one female winner at the Grammys last night.
Alessia Cara, best newcomer.
I love her.
Wow,
I don't know anything about her.
Mr. Conspiracy here.
Yeah.
But being that there was only one female winner, does that have anything to do with the Weinstein jugglings? Are men trying to get back at women? Go, oh, so you don't want to start coming out and saying this and that and the third about the time I was sitting in the cubicle next to you watching you porn. Getting mad excited. You thought, are they getting back at the women now? Because that's kind of weird.
That is kind of weird. But then did you also see this controversy with Wireless Festival this year?
Pray do tell.
loved it. But when they showed the because they released the lineup for Wireless.
Oh wait!
This looks so cool. I'm really excited.
Okay.
And then they put someone made the same poster, but just taking all the men's names off it with only women's names. There's only like three women in the across the whole weekend or something.
OMG. Wait a minute. What is that saying? Is that saying that there are not enough female artists for them to put on, or is that saying that, because usually it's based upon who's released stuff throughout the year, no?
But I think when you look at more or less any industry in the world, it's like the, you know, half the population of the world is female. You know, but then it's like you look at every industry in the world and it's way disproportionate the amount of men who are represented to women. I mean, this why J.K.
Man
Rowling,
like J. Cole, man like Post Malone, man like Party Next Door, man like Big Sean, man like Goodlink, man like Wiley, man like Rich. Wow, that's a lot of dudes, man.
That's just one day.
I almost feel a bit uncomfortable saying all those names now. And Stormzy, Migos. Right, it's a lot. The smart guys are going to bring girls out with them.
But then when you see the poster without the male names, there's some days there's not even a woman's name on there, you know?
And then it's all the women that are going to go to this.
Maybe that's their angle that they take it. No, it's just straight discrimination. Come on. Like J.K. Rowling, that's why she called herself J.K. Rowling, is because in the book publishing world.
He looks like a man. Man like.
You could be a
man like J.K. Rowling. You would be like, right, what are you calling her man like?
She couldn't get any people to look at her work as a female with a woman's name. And so going as not androgynous. Is that what you used to call it?
Abbreviation? acronym?
An androgynous acronym.
Yes.
Suddenly doors became open to her kind of thing.
And then when they saw it, they're like, oh shit, it's a woman. Oh, it's too late. I've already signed it.
Oh, and it's probably the biggest book thing of all time.
A similar thing used to happen in the sort of classical world as well, is that, you know, they would more hire men than women. And even if the woman was good, just because it was a woman. So in the end, they started screening people by making them play behind a curtain. So you couldn't tell if it was a man or woman. And then that's when women started getting accepted, because like, damn, she could play like man-like.
So anyway, it's a liberty, really. And then, I mean, obviously, I guess the Grammys were attempting to make like political statements and things. But yeah, they didn't televise the reggae album category.
What's the political statement?
Well, they moved it from, normally it's held in LA, and yesterday it was held in New York, but then having the opening performance with U2 and Kendrick all being like,
We are one.
And
Their performance was kind of fight the power shit. Like it was like,
well, you know, it was kind of trying to be.
The thing is, Bono, man, you know, when you go certain places, the way they talk about Bono is in a different light, you know? So it's a bit awkward, but man, I mean, anyway, more about Kendrick, you know, fuck the Grammys, whether he won Grammys or not, to see that he's getting this much notoriety on that sort of scale, we can only applaud him, man. Where's the applause? Because there's only two pairs of hands in this room.
Thank you very much. But we clap really fast. We're able to make that effect. I've not watched the whole, I didn't see all of the Grammys last night, but it would be interesting to reflect on that. That is kind of messed up, though, that there was only one female winner. And
they don't have best female and male categories in the Grammys.
LSD was like, she'll explain it to us later.
Oh, okay. So
Wait.
So that means two women won an award in the Grammys. So that's better than one. I'm joking.
Yeah, and one of them was in collaboration with Kendrick Lamar. No, but so big up to Kendrick, you know, because he is chatting things that need to kind of be brought to people's attention and stuff. And on that vein of, celebrating our, attention and celebrating our legacy, our heritage, our DNA in this game.
And that.
Let's play something for you from this now multi-award winning album. This is myself, Sarah Love.
Shout out to Cousin Joe. This is Mice Diggy right here. on FUBAR Radio's hip hop show.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you almost probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna bleed this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophets say, I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the mecca, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows, I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock, wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching to the fan. I'm watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never on. I don't camera set, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
DNA, Kendrick Lamar. That's he won best. He won everything at the Grammys last night.
He won the shit out of even the women were supposed to win.
But that's why, yeah.
The day when they tried
he won best female.
It's because of Kendrick.
No, but that's why I think we got to send a shout out to Rhapsody, because I thought I was proud of her just that she was
nominated.
Sat there. Yeah. Mm. Like, that would have been really cool because her album was dope, man.
Yeah. Like, she really, I mean, but the thing is, you know, the levels, like, her notoriety has been raised though off of the back of that for sure. So regardless of if she didn't or didn't win, the fact that she's been nominated, you know, like we say, it's good to see this happen only because we feel like the people that put on these sort of events don't really give a shit about the culture in that way. But when they put on people like Kendrick or, you know, someone like Rhapsody's getting nominated, you feel like, okay, there is a balance out there, and it's good to see that. You know what I mean? Like, think about all the kids that we get coming on here on the open mic, and when you talk to them about them playing some of their music to their friends, or, you know, and it's like their friends are like, brothers with all the words, like, why are you rapping so, you know, it's all too much. But now you can see, like, okay, look how many words were in that rap we just listened to with Kendrick.
Yeah, there was, I mean, a few words.
And this
there.
Dude won how many Grammys? He, like,
it was quite funny, though, seeing Jay-Z, because Jay-Z was nominated as well, but he was trying to, he was like, hold it, he's like, okay, just keep my not bothered, face bothered, face on.
Oh, what, so he was there?
Yeah, because
he's
in the category.
He's never usually at them sort of events, is he?
Oh, okay, I don't know, because I don't really pay attention to this kind of thing, but it was just funny, him like, face bothered. But
wow,
really, you could
so
tell
he was
bothered. Yeah. But this is hip hop.
Mm.
And coming up, we're going to be speaking to Tony Prince very soon. And I have some ill exclusive brand new music for you from Foreign Beggars. So keep it locked right here to FUBAR. Mice is going to be back in a second. But right now, yeah. I'm joined by our first guest of the show.
That's right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll always be the first guest. Whether I come in last, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be class. As long as the green is grass. You feel me? Hit my music now, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'll just throw the bitch in there just smoothly so she ain't even know nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you might not never know nothing about. Welcome, y'all, to the FUBAR Radio Cafe. Right here in the middle of a place you don't need to know about until you come here, bitches and bitchettes. That's right. We got all kinds of flavors. We got them French cookies, you know what I'm saying? I heard a man talking about gelato over there around the corner, you know what I'm saying? So whatever you need, baby, you come on down. We got it just like all strains. And my name, mother lovers, I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack. Give me that light. Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
All right, then. Put this in your mouth quick, bitch. Ow! It's going out. Yeah. This week's investigation comes courtesy of Sarah. I was this weekend, man.
I was wondering what led to this.
I was a hater.
Yeah.
It don't happen that often, man. Woo! You know, I'm a happy guy. I feel I'm blessed. The fact I've been through enough shit that, you know, the fact that I'm alive every day, the fact that I can wake up, I'm not colorblind, do you know what I mean? All these different things that make me, that's why I don't, you know, I enjoy seeing people do stuff well. But it comes a time and a place, especially when you wake up Sunday afternoon because you've been out till like 5-6 in the morning, and one of your friends sends you a video on WhatsApp, you know, you get your little WhatsApp video. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think, yeah, whatever. Usually it's some stupid shit. It's either some booty pics or some fights or something like that. Do you know what I mean? But I clicked on it and I got emotional, Sarah.
Aww.
It was like a minute and a half.
Oh, no.
This kid out on the street playing the violin.
Oh, darling.
And I started hating on him. I was like, right, look at it, little black kid.
Oh,
like,
you were hating on him?
This little nigglet playing the violin like that, man. What the hell's going on? And I was thinking about it, and the reason is, when I was a kid, I learned the violin. I was playing the violin, but I never carried on when I got to that age that it didn't seem cool holding the violin walking into the estate. And walking into the lift, people looking at me like, what's this little nigglet doing with the violin and all
clowning
that?
You.
So yeah, after a while, you know what I mean? But man, I was watching it, I was like, damn, boy, this kid can play. Like, it would be cool to just be a, you know, people like, what the hell's going on? Mm-hmm. So then I started thinking about shit, the stuff that I wish I did learn or carried on learning, you know, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I thought about was it was the violin and also the trumpet and the drums, you know, just to some other form of, I feel like musicians take you a bit more seriously when you can play one of their instruments. When you're just there rapping, you know what I mean? You're just a rapper guy, you know what I mean?
That's not true. That's not true at all, because they understand what it takes to master a craft when you're a musician. That's the beautiful thing about learning an instrument, is how every single time you practice, you improve.
Yeah, but...
And so they understand when they hear you what that takes to get to that level.
If I was doing, like, I'm rapping how I'm rapping, and then bam, I go over to the trumpet. You know, they'd be like, oh, shit, this dude, man, he's a real musician, you know? That kind of thing. So... in the end, I was like, fuck it, man. At least I can play it. I can play the violin in my mind. But anyway, that's why this week I wanted to investigate. Mice investigates this week.
Yeah.
What skills do you wish you learned from early and carried on mastering till you became an adult?
It's pretty deep.
It's deep. Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you could tweet us at FUBAR Radio, at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy. Once again, Mice Investigates. What skills do you wish you learned from early and carried on mastering until you became an adult?
I have to say, though, it's never too late.
It's
never too late.
Well, it depends how that brain is developed, though, Sarah. Let's be honest. There's some people, you ain't teaching them. You're trying to, like...
Really?
Bruv, it's a 20, you know what I mean? You're driving like, bruv, this is 20 miles an hour. You're saying you can't go 30 now. The man that made still ain't learned that shit.
You're saying, common
sense. It's like, come on, man. There's certain things that you, no matter how much you tell them, past a certain age, they just ain't. The shit don't work like it don't work like that.
I guess
you know what I'm talking about, man. Right?
I guess so, but you know, I like to think I'm capable of anything I put my mind to. In the great words of George McFly and Back to the Future.
Put it this way: I don't think you ever are too old to learn something,
no.
But to master it.
Well, mastering it—that's the 10,000 hours, isn't it?
Gang.
So you can just do the maths,
yeah,
which is definitely something. Maths is something that I wish I took more seriously, and I took it to a higher level. Because maths is beautiful.
The amount of times I've been jerked, man, by these promoters and that.
And learn the whole. Oh, that's also another big up I meant to send out to everyone who's managed to sort out their tax return. Because you see, this is something. These are the kind of skills that should be in a curriculum. Shouts out to Abby who posted. This on Twitter.
It should be a curriculum.
These kind of things. Teaching kids about what inflation is, interest, all this basic mathematics.
Yeah. This is what, but home economics, that they were meant to, but I was always thinking about it. I was like, right, how come they never really told you about this whole thing about having to pay bills when you get to a certain age?
Yeah, but home economics was the cooking, wasn't it?
Ah, you see, you didn't go to class. Somebody didn't go to home economics class. It isn't just for cooking, by the way. Don't agree
no,
with
that. No,
but
even in cooking, math comes into it, you know.
We went to a different school anyway, man. Shut up.
Yeah, but no, but math is beautiful. It occurs in everything. Just 2 weeks ago, I started a physics course. I've always loved physics, and I've always wanted to study physics. And I was like, you know what? Sod this. I'm just doing it.
What, online or?
No. I go to college.
Mm.
Yeah, and so I'm studying.
What have you learned
physics.
So far? Teach us some physics.
Oh, well, I mean, there's like Newton's theory of gravity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Einstein's theory of relativity. Last week, we were looking at resonance. But yeah, all the forces of energy, how energy can never. And this is what I love about science, too. Exactly, because it overlaps with spirituality. Energy can only be transferred into other forms of energy.
It's like, and you know when you walked into a room and you could tell someone's been jacking off in this room?
Oh,
you don't
God.
Know who exactly, but you, it
I
just feels
try and bury it. I just,
soggy. It just feels the mist.
Oh,
it's like that, innit?
Oh, no.
You've got like a super sense for when someone.
No, because that's always like staying in hotels. When you just think all the things that must happen in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, I would say for me it would be like languages.
Yeah, that's
languages.
True.
But again, I started studying Spanish seriously last year, you know, and I think at no age you're too late to pursue anything that interests you. Sports, like I think I could have been a serious athlete if I had really pursued my athleticism.
What type of sport would you?
Anything I put my mind to, baby.
Well, what was your favorite, you know, because everyone kind of, there was something you naturally were drawn, like mine was basketball.
Oh, I was good at basketball at school. Everyone was scared of me. Yeah, so they'd just kind of move out of the way. So I think that's probably why I was good at it. But no, I'm always good at like the endurance sports kind of thing, like long distance running.
Serious.
I was never any good at sprinting and like long distance.
I was more of a sprinter. That long distance shit, like, bruv, when are we getting there, man? I need to go pee already.
But you see, I like the, you know, the mind over matter kind of thing. Like, you know, pushing through your pain barriers.
I'm into that now.
Yeah.
More so. I do want to get into more long distance running though. I'm only like at a 5 to 6K, you know what I mean? And then I start like, all right, time might be up. You know when your whole life starts flashing before you? That kind of thing.
Like,
yeah.
And you're seeing
that's,
dots.
Yeah, and I'm done. That's it.
Yeah. But all of those things with training gradually every day. And it's the same with sports. It's the same with learning musical instruments. It's the same with language. When you're submerged into a language, you'll be surprised how much you're understanding. You know, I think the capacity of the human brain is just so enormous. Obviously, when you're a child, you are like you are just a sponge where you're just absorbing everything that
is that's all you can really do, isn't it? You're just learning. But I do think, you know, so in terms of what we're talking about teaching the old dog new tricks, I think that you can it's more to do with how the brain processes stuff now, you know, because you've already got your sort of roots of how you remember things, even though you don't realize it.
Okay.
There's certain ways you remember things.
Okay.
And so now it's in terms of, you have to tap into that and then start learning and remembering in that way. But I think with a lot of people, they just get to a there's a lot of people, like, you put loads of words in there, you know, on a paper and put that in front of them, and they're just like, it's too much for them to even try and break down what is being said on this piece of paper, you know. But that's all down to how their brain kind of receives things.
But I think it's all about the teacher that you have, because, like, well, with physics lecturer, she's so isn't that wonderful, female physics tutor, but she's so such a good teacher, where she makes it something that you can relate to in terms of your day-to-day real life. Most people, they hear the word physics or science and they're like, oh my god, or maths or whatever. But if it's communicated to you in a way that, you know, you're like, yeah, like, that's actually really cool.
That reminds me, I watched some program, you know, when it just comes on, you're like, okay, what is this about? Let me just see if this means anything to me.
Okay.
And what it ended up being was a program that was talking about the stars, talking about
is it Brian Cox?
Nah, it was some, I think it was an American one, man, because this is how they related what's going on, you know, the stars, the planets, but more so about the stars and asteroids. But they were going, yeah, that's what your cars are made of. So they were relating everything to, you know, so they were going, yeah, the engine, the piston is made of a blah, 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 which comes from this stuff, you know, comes from the, it's like, what? But it was such a weird way of, oh man, I'm really into this, mate. Like, it's got cars in it and it's telling you about stars. Like, it's a fucking wonderful program. Have you heard about it? You know, like, you're like, right, they're really trying to get people in some form of way, you know, so similar to what you're saying. There probably is some car that dudes like mechanics, oh, hey, mate, you seen that program? Wow, you know, I didn't realize that, mate. Had an asteroid in fucking building all that time.
And that's what they need to do with the curriculum at school, just making it in a way where kids think, oh, this is actually really cool. It's
jazz
not
it
just
up,
cool
bruv.
Being like ignorant, because right now it's like it's cool to be dumb.
Like, it's very, very, very
that
cool
we
to
need
be.
To switch
to
that
look,
up we
look
need
dumb
to-
as well. That's even cooler, apparently. Like, you can be mad smart, as long as you look dumb, you're cool.
And you know, we need to make it so it's actually really cool to be really good at maths.
Mm.
It's really cool to do your tax return.
Do you think that it's been flipped? Like, before, it was cool to have all this knowledge, but then there were loads of people like, man, I can't be bothered to learn all that shit. Let's make it cooler just to be dumb as fuck.
Well, look at what Hugh Masekela was saying. You know, it's like, through colonialism, like, we had this whole thing where we don't even respect our own heritage, our own legacy, and we just think that it's trash.
People don't care, innit?
You know, so it's about how we need to take responsibility for our communities. But did you go down the digital pub?
Of course, mate. Do you know what I mean? I was down there the other week, mate. I was like, look, fellas, I need to ask you a fucking serious question, because it's been dawning on me your whole fucking week, mate. You know what I mean? Now, I went down there, asked a few guys this investigation for this week, which is, what skills do you wish you learned from early and carried on mastering till you became an adult? Shouts out to Rucaso. He says football, and then put loads of dollar signs next to it. I know he meant pound signs, but I'll let him off there. It's true, though. You know, and how many of my brethren that have got kids and they're like, yeah, yeah, he's going football lessons and football this, football that, because they're like, cha-ching.
I know, but then do you know what worries me about that? There's people that I know who they got into football academies when they were young and stuff. And then when you, these academies that then, that's where the agents go and sign them for Arsenal and all that kind of business.
It's not as simple as all that, is it?
But it's the amount of pressure that you're, to be a professional footballer, you've got to basically put everything else in your life aside in terms of your development and only play football. Mm. And then if you get an injury, that's it, you're done. Mm. If you reach to become a professional footballer, it's such a small window of time that you have to earn your career. Then after that, there's only like 1 out of 1,000 people who are then able to work in some capacity beyond playing in a match. Like, yeah, there's only a couple places as a commentator or something like that.
Yeah, it's a weird one because it's this easy, like you're saying, they get in there young and then at the age of what, 15, 16, 17, they're earning like some serious money that they don't really know what to do with.
You haven't done your maths GCSE. You haven't done, you haven't developed any other skills in life. And then if your career is pulled from under you, you're left out in the cold, you know? So I just think we need a balance. It's tough putting all of that on kids, just like saying, it's all about you being a successful footballer. That's one in the 10,000.
I'd make them play football, but then make them do something else as well. At least, obviously get an education, but in terms of having something other than just football to think about, because I think that's what can mess a lot of them up.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, you know, I've got it in the family, man. One of the young'uns basically got injured, man, like you're saying, and knee injury. Well, I'm like, right, you're only, what, 20? And he's got, like, he's had to have knee surgery on both knees and all the shit that I've never even thought about, like, but now he can't play, you know, and mm-hmm. you could tell that it's hurting, because for most of his life, it's always been about football, football, football. But then now, that at the time when he's coming into his sort of athletic prime, well, I guess probably a bit later, but around 25 is probably athletic prime in terms of football, innit? I don't think it's... but, you know, he can't play now. Now that
that's
whole dream is just crushed because of...
that's a lifetime injury.
Grinding,
you know?
Too hard, man. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that is one. But shout out to Gleam. He says, singing.
Aww.
If I had started scales practice early, then I would not have to invent my own out-of-tune scale.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something about the flat. I'm always disappointed when he doesn't discuss the flat earth.
Well, we're trying to get onto this thing of not mentioning it,
okay,
but
sorry.
There's always somebody. And to this week was you, DJ Sarah Love.
Anyway. After talking about my physics class, anyway, yeah.
Shouts to... Oh, is that... Oh, Gleam has got Sarah into doing the physics because of the flat earth theory. Sarah's like, I want to get down to the bottom of this. Sarah investigates mother lovers. How about that? Shout out to Tim Fish. He says, being a card sharp. Do you know what that means?
No idea.
I didn't know either until someone... I said, is that a poker skill? And then someone else says, I think Tim means shark, like a card shark. Then Emily Catherine says, nah, he's saying card shop in a Bristolian accent. Card sharp.
That sounds like shark. Get back to us, guys.
And then Tim came back and he said, I most definitely don't mean shark. Card sharp is the phrase. It's someone who uses sleight of hand to cheat at cards. So he wishes he was a better cheater.
That's a really nice. Good
one. One more from Tom Silby. This one, he says, skateboarding. I started when I was about 15. Gonna get my pickneys learning from early. So he's like a footballer, dude. But, you know, the thing is, you can still do a lot of these now. One thing I always loved was free running. And I didn't know that I was free running. Until years later, when you're seeing people do it, you're like, oh, shit, all climbing
that
building.
Yeah, that was just standard on the estate.
Yeah, I used to love it, man. But well, obviously not to the level they're doing it now. You're just...
It's insane.
Yeah. That's some whole nother spidey senses these lot got.
Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think? Remind them of the question.
The question is, this week, Mice Investigates, what skill do you wish you'd learned from early and carried on mastering till you became an adult?
Hit us up on Twitter at Foodbar Radio.
Did you notice I left
know.
The gaps in there?
Because like
it makes it seem more serious when you say it. Don't tell anyone.
That's the trick, yeah. And email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Coming up next, we're speaking to a very important person about an event that's happening this week in London you need to know about. But first, are you ready for this exclusive from Foreign Beggars featuring Mice? Scorsese.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't do it.
No, sorry. It's Foreign Beggars featuring Scorsese.
Scorzilla.
Check it out.
Chance for visitation. Live around here, the sign reads no immigration. Side effects of the strife to get generation. I didn't even trust myself to help the situation, cause it's here. First small structure, but it's just fit. So much the motherfucking ups are covered into combust here. It's just theory, how we're acting out the paradigm. Or textbook has been written life a fucking line. I drink the dirty wine, recline, put my blinkers on. Crossfade the news off onto what's the sickest song on YouTube or some streaming service I don't even know. Day my nature, shape my life experience, you will see me grow. Ever more complacent, pure consumption, come and see me fail. Ever more depression, self I medicate through digi scale. You can scale the greatest heights if you really wanted to. If you paid attention, your values and your sh.
Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money.
money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies.
I'm just trying to make a living. Aimless scripting on a heinous rhythm. Too blazed to change position, lazing in this vacant kitchen. Too much the brain to be the faceless ape that plays the system. Too much to be the waste, the space that plays the victim. When I was young, I ran with mans that end up placed in prison. These days I'm smart, I see my path, I guess I age with wisdom. My baby mama sees a vagrant with a vague addiction. And that's crazy drama when you slave to pay the place you pitched it. Another story hidden in the inner city's folds, where you could lose your soul, blinded by the glint of gold. You stake out a grey cloud to make out a silver line, get faked out and break down. But now you're broken, skittin' old. No pot to f*** to me, I'm moving of my own volition. I will not be caught slipping, drifting in the L, grifting in the living hell. My movement certified to flourish, using thoughts to prove my force. Them others waiting by the wishing well.
Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard,
and it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard,
and it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies.
Earth is a prison, I had to make an urgent decision. Do I live with the words of wisdom, or just work for the system, or work the system with the precision of a surgeon's incision? You want heaven, yet you worship the living.
Our Father,
I read books like The Secret Monitor on how they monetize. Separate the letters in money, you see one eye. Analyze the letter in soldier, it says soul to die. So when you're unconscious, you're forgetting that your soul's an eye. Meaning I is in self, as in self-aware. Secret means to separate, in ignorance to keep us there. Gatekeepers to keep you in your block with fear. Jacob's ladder at the bottom of the stairs. Cheers, symbolism in my vision when I walk the streets. We're taking orders even in the way we talk to speak. Let me read your receipts and search your mind for gold. Mind control, you look closer, it says mind for gold. Spirit and body, using good looks to sell. Good luck, you see your spelling book is just a book of spells. Hello, Elohim, you can sell souls in hell's hole, but you'll never live to hear your own bell toll.
Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard,
and it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard,
and it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies.
Wow. Visitations featuring Scores Air, straight out of Knots. That's brand new Foreign Beggars. You know you heard it here first. That they are going to be on the show in the future, as they have a brand new album coming out. It's called 22 Karma. It's dropping on the 9th of February. And you know you're going to hear all that good stuff right here. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Digmund Freud.
That's right. And on the line right now, we're speaking to a very lovely lady where I have so much respect for and pride for the NHS.
That's why I said Digmund Freud, because, you know, doctor. I don't know if you noticed. You know,
yeah,
Freud,
yeah.
But,
the
yeah.
connections there. Let's see if Jackie, can you hear
Hiya.
Us? Lovely hey. To hear your voice, Jackie. Jackie Berry, you are a staff nurse and one of the organisers of the emergency demonstration that is happening on the 3rd of February. This is with the People's Assembly. And so tell us what's happening, because I'm all for just putting the word out there to the people about these important causes. So what's going down with the NHS right now, Jackie?
Well, at the moment, we are in a situation where crisis in the NHS has become the new normal. We have lost 15,000 beds over the last 6 years.
Wow.
And we are down 100,000 members of staff. These things don't just happen overnight. They don't just happen by accident. They are politically motivated attacks against our National Health Service. And it's coming from a government that's got an ideological agenda to break up the NHS. And to hand it over to private companies to run. You know, as NHS workers, as patients, as ordinary members of the public, I think we've got a responsibility to stand together and to send a very clear message to this government, actually, that that's not what we want to happen. We want funding so that we can get the beds in, we can get the staff in that we need, so that we can do what we want to do, which is look after you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Because to me, I think the NHS, which is the first, what's it called? Care at the point of care, free at the point of care service in the world. It is the jewel in the crown of Britain. You know, like the work that you guys do, I just think it's so interesting, important. And I thought it was fascinating the other day seeing this lady on TV saying, I wonder whether the Conservative government are ideologically underfunding the NHS so then they can make the argument for privatisation.
Yeah, I think absolutely. There's definitely a part of that. And I think that actually successive governments have felt undermined by public services. And they've got friends in the city, people in big business that look at the NHS as an opportunity to make money. And it's an opportunity that has been previously denied to them. So there's definitely a part of that. But actually what I would also say about the NHS, and you're right, it was the first ever universal healthcare system in the world, and to be honest, it's one of the few things that I think there's you can be proud to be British about. But actually, we didn't just sort of get that. It wasn't just like a gift that like fell from the sky. Ordinary working class people, communities, campaigners had to stand together and fight for that. Yes. We're now in the same situation again, 70 years later, where we are having to stand together and fight to protect what we've got.
Yes, exactly. So there's a protest that is going to be happening in London, isn't it? Where if you're somebody where you believe in these same values, where everybody is entitled, should have care. Because the thing is, when we address inequality and we make sure that we have a healthy population, then the whole country benefits, not just the rich. You know. So I think it's definitely important that we uphold these kind of values. What's the information that people need to know about if they want to stand in unity with the NHS? Yes.
So come down to Gower Street in central London at 12 noon on Saturday. That is the 3rd of February. And we are going to be marching through central London down to Whitehall outside 10 Downing Street itself to put these demands directly to Theresa May.
Wicked. Well, thank you so much for sharing the information with us. And thank you so much for all of your hard work organising an event like this and all your work within the NHS. True, Jackie. And yeah, we will all be there with you and making sure we spread the word too.
For sure.
Great. See you there.
See you there.
Thanks
and coming up next, we're going to be joined by our next special guest, Tony Prince. You might know him from the DMC. He is in the house. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
By the DJ's reaction, what he plays will cause a heat wave, a knee-jerk reaction. You tell the body behave, it won't listen. The body moves, sweat glistens, the light bulb flicker, your heart beats quicker. It's kind of spiritual, but we don't need a vicar. Shapes emerge on the dance floor, words begin to get distorted, not how they're recorded. The crowd heaves as a roar leaves the building. The right tune is played, guaranteed to heal them. Heaven or hell depends on who you tell and how the spirit moves you. Some kind of juju, even as sheep we sleep with sharp reminders. Find us keepers and keepers find us. Kill them with kindness or kill them with rhymes fresh out the box designed to bless the mindless.
Somewhere, somehow, someway, someday, somewhere.
Motivated by the MP3, don't know about the hard work done on the MPC. You might see a video on MTV, but you won't ever hear an empty song from me. Full of vitamin C, why you need to be vigilant. Often dismissed as belligerent. Some people say I'm cool, some would say I'm magnificent. I would say I'm me, I don't see the significance. I just can't resist the urge to bump fists with folks that understand I'm not the son of man, but bring the rubber band that holds the scene together. We're just not seen together. I hope you understand we all rhyme through the microphone. Beats in your headphones, bounce to the beat in your mind till you get home. Lyrics in your kitchen, lyrics in your iPhone, lyrics in your bathtub, lyrics on your headstone.
Somewhere, somehow, somewhere,
irrespective of perspectives, I'm ready to roll. Down to fight the good fight, a citizen of the soul, a workaholic of words like coal miners with coal. I won't beg with a bowl, I won't do as I'm told. I don't follow the code, I love the yellow brick road. I got my own way of thinking, that's my ultimate goal. Been trying to find a way out since 7 years old. Teachers really have me blinking, spirit set to explode. I see the ship sinking and the water is cold. Both oars are broken, both doors are shut closed. Growing up, I learned patience, things began to make sense. The lies need to remain, to keep the people the same, to justify the land grab, rifle and the sandbag, the diamond and the gold mine, the Bible and the handbag. I remind my fam of my granddad, a chip on my shoulder, he used to be a soldier.
Somewhere, somehow, someway, someday, somewhere.
We step from the mics and onto the street. The rhythm of our mission becomes our beat. The DJs, the spin masters are all involved. A human problem that must be solved. Your color, my color, it's all the same. Is there a difference in the meaning of fortune and fame? Life and death in a practical sequence. Apathy and temptation on the very same frequency. What moment, what part, what path must we take? To languish in self-indulgence or for goodness sake? Our time, our struggle, our humanity, our commitment to communicate or their insanity. A city called Ferguson and New York's finest. We must extract the pluses from the minus. Stay calm, stay focused, and never cease. The quest is to live and let live so we all can breathe. Breathe.
Yum, yum, yum. Sounded very nice. Brand new from Ty. Somehow, somewhere, some way. He returns with his fifth album, A Work of Heart, as you should know by now, because we've been championing that good stuff for you right here on FUBAR. That's dropping on Jazz Refreshed. It's predominantly self-produced. You know Ty's going to be coming through and chatting to us. That's coming
just
out in the March.
Just
trying
to throw that word in there, predominantly self-produced.
You know, it's all about spreading that vocabulary, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and it's coming 2nd of March, so look out for that. I'm sure we're going to have him on the show to rap about that as well, nah?
Uh-huh,
yeah,
we are.
Right.
But right now, we're joined by some super special guests. And what a surprise I had when I walked into the green room right now to welcome the superstar that is Tony Prince.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the show, Tony.
That's a big build-up. Thank you so much. And great to be back on FUBAR with you again.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you. Because last time that we saw Tony, that was just by accident.
Sporadic.
We bumped into you in the building. It was like, no, hell no, you're coming into the studio right now to chat to us. But yeah, what
people were loving that show, by the way, as well, man. That was getting good feedback when you came in here last.
Oh yeah, good. Well, we're here again, and I brought a real superstar with me this time.
Another legend in the building. I was the same thing. I was like, oh shit, Cutmaster Swift.
Yeah, I'm here.
Totally legendary.
Just dropped it on
DJ.
Me, and I said, yeah, what the heck? Let's come and see Sarah at work.
I mean, come
and
on,
my
man.
Stiggy.
The Godfather of DMC brings the DJ of DMC. Why not, man? Hey,
incredible.
The doors are open, bro.
How wonderful to have you here. It's not often. I think the last time that I saw you was at the Deal Real party that we threw with Lord Finesse, and that about 3 years
ago. I get about.
It's so great to see you, Swifty.
I went back last time I was here to Johnny and everybody at DMC. I said, you've got to get that Sarah Love to MC the DMC World DJ Championships.
She was prepared for that one.
Yes. You know I want that job, Tony.
Yeah,
you know I want that job.
They'd love you. I tell you, the gang would love you. It's a wonderful audience who come to that. It really is.
You know, but not all of our listeners might be familiar with the DMC. For those who don't know, would you sum it up to someone if you just met them in the pub?
Are your listeners under 30 or something?
Some might be.
Some of them are.
Oh, some are over 70.
They definitely don't know Cutmaster Swift then.
We like a wide range of audience. That way it keeps us alive, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, we have listeners over 70. We have listeners under 20.
I know about. You know, the thing is, people don't realize that older people don't just like Capital Gold, oldie stations. They like all kinds of music.
Thank you.
And I'm launching a new radio channel to actually pay testament to that. Mm. It's called United DJs. We're going to have loads of DJs on it. Mm-hmm. But I'll go into that later if you want. But you want me to tell people about the DMC?
If you were to meet someone in the pub for the first time and you said, oh, yeah, there's this thing, the DMC, that I'm involved with, like, how would you, like, summarize that to people?
Well, assuming they know what mixing is about and they know what the word DJ means in the modern context, I would say simply that for almost 30 years now, we've been putting on a championship to identify who's the most creative human being in mixing and scratching. And I guess it's related to hip hop. You could say that. Although, you know, some of it's gone into technology now. We've got online DJ championships as well. We've got a team championships. We've got the whole bases covered.
Oh, I love that. No, honestly, seriously, my eyes are welling up because when I think of just all the different seminal moments in the DMC, like, it warms my heart. And, you know, Swifty, you are definitely one of the key names to mention in that history, which the DMC...
That's why I say the DJ, man. That's the... When you go DMC, guaranteed Cutmaster Swift is in the building.
Oh, yeah, I'm there now. Guaranteed, I'm doing various things. You know, I might be stagehand. I might be a judge. You know, I embrace DJ and I embrace music, and that's how I got into being a DJ. And the DMC was a valid path to take. And I was fortunate to win in 89. You lot remember that?
89. Wow. No, that's 29 what I'm years saying, ago. Darling. Crazy, no, because for those who don't understand, DMC is a DJ competition where it's like you have DJs, solo DJs battling it out. You also have the teams. From, and this is an international competition. So basically, it's someone sent from every country that is registered.
That's right.
And then you battle for supremacy.
Yeah. And let me just point out that the youngest competitor ever won this year from Japan.
Yes, I did see that.
12-year-old Rena, or Rena.
Rena. That's right.
Yeah, Rena.
Unbelievable. Wow, I mean, people, I mean, we had to hide him backstage because you weren't allowed to be in that venue if you were under a certain age. And he's 12 years old, you know. He's come with his mum from Japan.
Wow. he might have been 12, but I think he was, I think he was just very short, personally. Because the skills this guy retained, it's not something you learn overnight.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Show your passport just to make sure he's 12 and that.
Yeah. Well, we've got the video coming out. I call it the video.
DVD.
We've got the DVD coming out soon so everybody can look at him and just admire that this art has now moved down to young people.
And I think it's wonderful how the DMC has evolved with the technology too, because, you know, you guys would have become stagnant and irrelevant if you hadn't embraced, like, the technological and digital changes that have happened in DJ.
You know, Sarah, what we do is we listen to the DJs. We don't make rules. There's no rules in the DJ championships. They just tell us what they want to do. And if they bring a new piece of equipment, we have to consider it and make sure that it's not beyond the economics of every little DJ in the world, you know. Yeah. The great thing about the online competition, of course, is now we're in every country in the world. Mm. Countries where we were never able to put on a heat. You know, now they can compete. It's just wonderful. But very quickly, now, let me just tell you, in 2 days' time, on the 1st of February, is it 1st of Feb? 2 days' time?
No, on Thursday is the 1st of Feb, yeah.
Okay, on Thursday.
3 days' time, yeah.
Yeah, DMC on the 1st of February is 30 years old. We launched. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, everybody. We launched on the 1st of February 1983. And in those days, it was DJ mixing pop music. There was no hip hop then, you know, but we knew that DJs could mix music into medleys. We called them mega mixes. And we had a magazine, we called it Mix Mag. And that was our magazine, and it ran for years until we sold it for a lot of money, you know. But that magazine just created the modern DJ, the David Guettas, the Paul Oakenfolds, all those kind of cool house DJs. Mm-hmm. And out of that grew the hip-hop DJ. So we try to accommodate the entire DJ industry.
But at the same time, I would say hip-hop and the hip-hop DJ, really, they were a key part in the evolution of the DMC competition.
Oh, without a doubt.
Thank you, Swifty. Yeah, so break that down for people.
Well, for me, I was a bedroom DJ. A lot of DJs at the time I entered were club-based DJs. Mm. So I came with the definitely on the cup of cheese and Cash Money. Those guys won before me.
Love so those guys.
DMC gave me a professional platform, because back in the day when you said you was a DJ, they said, did you work in a club? No. Do you work in radio? No. Where do you work? Home? Wow. You're unemployed. You know, that was a dirty word back then. So DMC definitely gave us a platform and an international status. It was fantastic.
So in terms of like it being that sort of platform then, and you're saying you come from just being a bedroom DJ, yeah. Now you've won the DMC, where does that take you after that then?
It showed me the rest of the world. You know, I was a Battersea South London kid with what potential, you know.
And I've got photos of me and Johnny with the pyramids behind us and sitting on a camel.
Egypt.
You know, he's been all over the world. We've been to Russia together, he's been to Australia, he's been everywhere.
Places where you wouldn't expect hip hop to be accepted. It's just people love music. If you love music, you're going to accept it, you know. And that's why hip hop now is a phenomenal art form and a phenomenal industry. It's just because it just allows everybody to participate.
This year, the online team were from Canada.
Yeah.
And we had a New Zealand lad, Online Spell.
Yep, yeah, Online Champion.
Online Championship, yep. Spell. And, of course, two Japanese winners. The Supremacy
first time
was won
ever.
By a Japanese lad. And the kid.
Yakushi.
Renner.
Yeah.
My God.
Damn, man.
For you, Cutmaster Swift, like, what would you say are some of, like, the key DJs to mention in, like, just our history of DJing?
Well, in all honesty, I think all world champions have come with a little something.
You got to start with cheese.
Yeah. Well, you got to start with Roger Johnson. Because he was the first platform. That was the first DMC
world champion.
And that
was a London kid, wasn't he? You know, it wasn't too hip-hop, though, when Roger was mixing. Mm. We were just mixing music together, you know.
Mm. And then, I mean, without a doubt, Cash Money. I get a little bit of fame, but I get fame from the wrong reasons, because I did this outrageous dance at the beginning, so a lot of people picked
up on
that.
I've seen that many, many times. But, I've watched that video many
times.
Is it on
YouTube? Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Definitely.
Well, you've got to search for it on YouTube, let the listeners know.
Dancing DJ. But you can identify me easy, because I'm the one with the lazy eye of all these world champions.
Yeah, but Johnny, tell them where you were doing the dance.
Well, I did the dance because I thought I did
no,
a great...
No, where? What was the stage?
The Royal Albert Hall.
Thank
the
you.
Technics 1200.
Wow.
So I'm the golden age child.
Yes, I'm so proud of DMC for doing that, bringing the DJs to the Royal Albert Hall three times. We got barred in the end because some kids graffitied the Queen's box.
It's always the graffiti. Say that again. Wait. Hold on, release the set. I need to hear that phrase. That was fucking hilarious. Wait, say that again.
Okay, we're
some
barred.
We're
barred from the Royal Albert Hall because some kid graffitied the Queen's box.
Tony, don't forget, this radio is not censored, so you can actually say the words.
Do you know his name, the graffer? We got to say, man like...
No, we know it.
Man like so-and-so graffed up the Queen's box.
We never
box.
Knew who did it. You know, it was just after the show, they saw the Queen's box.
It wasn't Banksy. Put it that way. It wasn't Banksy.
What colour was the Queen's box after?
You better ask the Duke of Edinburgh, he'll know.
Amazing. No, but seriously, DMC is just so important. It's so like intertwined into hip hop culture as well. Because, you know, hip hop started with the DJ.
Yes.
Do you know, Sarah, you never came to the Royal Albert Hall gigs, did you? You were too young.
I was in bed by then.
You were a babby. You were a babby. The greatest night for hip hop in our country was without any doubt the Royal Albert Hall, when on came Run DMC, followed by Public Enemy, followed by Alexander O'Neill, Janet Jackson, and James Brown.
Serious?
Oh, yeah. God is here, I said, you know, to this like full house, 4,000 hip hop fans. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, Pete Waterman and Stock Aitken Waterman came on stage and the kids threw beer bottles at them.
I love it. I love it.
Hip hop really was in the house.
That's crazy.
We had some fun. We had some fun.
Let's give another. Damn, this is like record breaking the amount of applause that we've done just in this like 10 minutes so far in this interview.
That's what it's about on the hip hop show right here, man. Fubar Radio. Radio, my beloveds.
And also, Tony, you have your own history as a broadcaster too. I grew up on pirate radio. When I was meant to be sleeping, I had the radio next to my bed and I used to scroll through and listen to all the pirate radio stations. But, you know, pirate was something else before, my era.
Yeah, you're talking about attic-based pirate radio. I'm talking about high seas. Yeah.
Real pirate radio.
radio.
Which is why it's called pirate radio.
Yeah, if you saw the movie The Boat That Rocked, that was based on my ship Radio Caroline and all the fun and stupid things we got up to there. And I was out there with Tony Blackburn, DLT, the Emperor Roscoe, all these legendary DJs. And we had so much fun, you know. And then the government brought a law in which made it illegal for British subjects to work on these ships, illegal for British companies, and this is how they killed them, to advertise with those ships. And that's what that cut off the money
flow.
Boo
to the government!
But also, that was a key part in the founding of Radio 1.
Very much so. It forced the government's hand, and they went to see the BBC, who had a thing called the Light Programme, and they said, look, you've got to just get young here. You know, you've got to do something to... We're going to take the pirates out, and we're not going to get away with it unless you put something out there, and that's how Radio 1 was born. But I went on to another radio station called Radio Luxembourg, which meant living in the middle of Europe, you know, broadcasting from the centre of Europe only at night. And it played pop music like a top 40 station all through the night, and everybody loved it. Yeah. And it covered the whole of Europe. The kids in communist Eastern Bloc learned English listening to the station because they just saw it as an escape, you know. That was what my book was about that I told you about last year.
Why was it only at night?
Because it's part of the RTL franchise. They had a German service taking up FM. They've got frequencies owned by Luxembourg, the country. Every country's got frequencies. Mm-hmm. And they used the ones they had. And the poor little British company, the English service, as they called it, were given the nighttime on AM. It was on what
on AM.
We called it the medium wave. And of course,
AM
in
radio,
the day.
Not AM in the morning, by the way.
No.
Just in case your listeners don't know.
Yeah.
You couldn't get the transmitter to throw music out in the daytime because of the sun. You know, the sun's rays keep it down on the ground. But at night, the moon comes out and the music and the DJs came out. And Noel Edmonds, Paul Burnett, Kid Jensen.
Lots.
In all the news about having Parkinson's, my old mate Kid. And myself with the first live team living in Luxembourg and broadcasting every night. It was so exciting.
I know, because these are the organic roots of popular music
indeed.
And culture in this country.
Yeah,
you know.
And the Beatles. I mean, I've got on my wall at home, I've got Love Me Do, a copy.
That's a great record.
It's the first Beatle record that was ever played on any radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul McCartney signed something for me, which is next to the record, saying, yes, the first time the Beatles heard Love Me Do was listening to Radio Luxembourg. Did we ever thank you? And that's on my wall with the record, you know. So it was a really important radio station back then. If you ask the Rolling Stones which radio stations first played you, it would be Radio Luxembourg, or 208 as we used to call it.
And all music people and DJs that I know of your era, they all talk about Radio Luxembourg, you know.
The ones of a certain age, you know, they will remember it with great, great joy.
Mm-hmm, because I've mentioned to you before my friend Tony Monson, and he's a great soul guy. But yeah, everybody knows that this was a key time for music in this country.
Oh,
so I'm just so grateful to you, Tony, for your contribution to bringing all that good stuff. Because we might not have something like Radio 1, and when you think of all the shows that Radio 1 birthed, from your John Peel's through to Tim Westwood, you know, and everything, these things might not have necessarily happened.
I've had a real affinity with dance music, you know. I started as a disc jockey in a ballroom, as we used to call those discos, you know, and that was how I got onto radio, from ballroom to TV. Actually, I had a TV show in Bristol, and then I joined Caroline, but I've just been dragged along by it. Musicians Union threw me out.
No way. I'm a member of Musicians Union.
I was singing and playing guitar with a big band, a 15-piece orchestra in a ballroom in Bristol, and I gave the band a break by playing records. Musicians Union came to see us, and then they had a union meeting, and I was thrown out because they didn't want records played in ballrooms because they said they're putting musicians out of work.
What year was that, though?
That was 1964.
Okay, because things have changed at the MU now.
Oh, listen,
I'm a musician at the MU now.
I'm not knocking MU today, but back in the day, they were trying to protect their members, and they did it with banning something that was actually going to make their members very, very rich.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always frightened of something new. It's just
change.
The way it is. Change, exactly. They want to hold on to what they've got as long as possible. It's people like Tony that are the pioneers that break these barriers, and why we're really fortunate today to even sit in this room.
Don't be scared to evolve, innit? Don't be scared to evolve.
Never
be scared to evolve. I used to be on the board with Gordon McNamee when he had Kiss FM.
amazing work Kiss did in the early days.
I mean, we worked like hell to get that illegal. You know, Mixmag used to campaign for it to get a license, you know. So we dance music, again, has been very, very much part of my life. And mixing first came to the United Kingdom on my Radio Luxembourg show, which eventually became known as the Disco Mix Club show. And it's where all the Les Adamses and the Chad Jacksons and the Paul Decanes sent me their mixes and played them. And then the DJs in clubs who were listening to this with all the static at night on Luxembourg, and they wanted a clean copy to play to the punters in the venues, you know. So they used to write to me, and I suddenly realised there's something here. There's something. There is an art form here that deserves looking into. So I went to the BPI, who ran the record industry, and I said, listen, I can promote your records for free. You're spending fortunes promoting it. All you've got to do is give me a license to mix your music and sell it to the DJs who want it. And they went for it, you know, and that's how DMC started.
You've been so crazy, part of so many game-changing moments in our popular culture.
I know, but it's all based on my love for dance music, really, if I've got to be honest.
Because that's what people need to understand, though, because when you're talking about dance music, I think this is different to how a lot of people, because I think nowadays the young'uns, they hear dance music, they're thinking like EDM, people doing drugs and like...
Okay, here's another thing we did first. We started a holiday company called Nightlife Holidays, and we gave the DJs a 3 weeks holiday in Ibiza and Mallorca, and eventually Miami. And the customers came and they got in all the clubs free. So the clubs were happy. They got a free DJ. The DJ did a set. The punters spent all the money in the bar. And it was just an incredible concept. But we ran out of money after the first year and packed it in. But by that time, Ibiza started to evolve because of the DJs we took.
Man, you were like the foundation for a lot of different.
So we need a movie. Where's that Tony Prince movie? Hey, Spielberg. Man. Who's out there?
Hey, I'm sure. Yeah, Craig Charles or someone. Not Craig Charles. What's his name?
Maybe Craig Charles. Which one? Who?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel.
Is it Daniel Craig?
You're going to have Daniel Craig do me.
Madonna's ex. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know you're about.
He needs to.
But, he needs to write the book, get the movie.
Tony, with all your experiences regarding radio, like Luxembourg, you know, your input with Kiss, and is this what's culminated this idea for the United DJs?
It jolly well is. A bunch of friends of mine were just decrying the fact that, you know, they didn't have any gigs anymore. They weren't on radio because they're all following the same formats, you know, and all those old boys who used to do that, you know, play great music on the pirate ships, that had gone. Personality had gone out of radio, and the tight playlist with 200 records on the Capitol Gold, for example, just 200 records rotating all the time. Yeah. And, you know, don't say too much. Say this is, that was, play a jingle and then get on with it.
Mate, the fact that they do that is still, you have to praise them. If you're trying to talk about one tune that's just been played 20 minutes ago, like it's the first time you've heard it, and how much he lends a skill to that.
Yes.
At some point, anyway, we'll carry on.
I said, look, the one thing that's made me do this is the fact that we know that streaming is here now, and England...
Streaming.
Internet radio.
Screaming's here. You're always,
about these
always
new rappers,
screaming.
But yeah, go ahead.
Now then, here's the thing. I've always said that, you know, when you can get the internet into the car radio, you're home and dry with radio.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now. The streaming can be heard through apps, through Bluetooth, from your iPhone into your car radio. It's very exciting, and it's going to get better and better. Mm-hmm. And what will that mean? It will mean the end of FM.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see FM continuing. The same way when FM came along, the AM channel got ignored.
Isn't it this year it was meant to? There was a...
switch off.
Yeah, switch off
they
FM.
They keep telling you that,
Why say it if it's not going to happen? Like,
well,
no,
they're trying to make you buy the units first. You've got to buy the units so you can switch off.
Oh, you're talking about DAB now. Yeah, you know, there's another thing, you know. Yeah. It's so expensive,
like
the DAB thing.
I'm doing a DAB, by the way. If you like this.
Different
Tony,
kind of DAB talk Tony's talking about. But no,
DAB, digital audio broadcasting.
Bollocks.
So is that even working, DAB? Because like you're saying, the internet now is where people are getting a lot of their radio.
Exactly.
I think all the major stations have got it tied down to a monopoly.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What, the DAB thing?
Yeah, the DAB thing. Because you have to have a license and all that malarkey.
Well, apparently Norway is the first country in the world to switch off its FM radios, and that happened last month.
Wow.
December 2017.
Thank you for telling me that, you know.
Uh-oh. Pirates, get ready.
March the 1st, we're launching United DJs, UDJ. We've already got a Facebook page for it, United DJs. And I've got 30 DJs already signed up for the channel.
Well, I was going to say, because it's funny how, you know, certain audiences, they get dissed at a certain point by the mainstream outlets. But those audiences are still there, and they still want to hear music. They still want to be catered to. But it's just this very narrow group of people who are the gatekeepers,
yes,
deciding everything that gets to be put out there.
Yeah, what,
you know, and the same thing has happened with hip-hop music, mm-hmm, you know,
that's
and
true.
The same thing's happened with the dance music that you refer to.
Well, we're taking the ground back, you know, like hip-hop has always taken its own ground and nobody can get into, you know, stopping it. And I think it's the same now with radio. Kids will have their own radio channels streamed, you know. It's not expensive to stream if you only want 50 streams, 50 listeners on your street or whatever, your friends, you know. It's all changing now, you know, and I hope we're ahead of the charge.
But I think that's what's exciting. That's where you get really exciting progressive things happening. Is
exactly.
It comes from the ground up. It's an organic movement from the people. It's not ever, you're not going to get any pioneering stuff from the top down.
No.
You know, and when you're just having a few hands in the world controlling all the game.
Well, it's run by the bean counters, you know, the people who want to make the money. The accountants are in charge.
And what do they know about, like, hip-hop culture? What do they know about?
They know numbers. That's all they want to know. The number game.
They don't care. They don't care, but the DJs care.
Yeah.
And United DJs isn't just going to be British DJs. After midnight, we're doing our DMC mix from midnight till 2 every night.
Wow.
And at 2 a.m., Johnny Swift's going to have a hip-hop show on the channel.
Cutmaster Swift's. Uh-oh.
And at 2 a.m.
Finally got an excuse to have a lazy eye. My other one will be lazy as well now. I'll try and wake you not up.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, we're going to hand over to the United DJs of Canada one night, United DJs of America, United DJs of New Zealand.
Wow.
So what we're doing with the British DJs, we'll do with the international DJs, and it's just a fabulous concept.
And so when is this starting? When are you launching?
March the 1st is the launch date. Mike Reed is going to do the breakfast show. We might
Mike Reed?
Mike Reed, yeah, the one who used to do the Radio 1 breakfast
That's
show.
That's a controversial dude, isn't it?
No.
Mike Reed, is that the same dude?
He scares me a bit. But yeah, keep telling us about other things that don't scare me about the station. Yeah.
I don't know why Mike Reed scares you.
Well, because he was a big campaigner for the Conservative Party, and then they wanted him to run for the party, and then he also did backing for UKIP.
I can tell you there's worse than that.
When it was
there's worse. Are you ready for this? He's a friend of Cliff Richards.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah, and what is Cliff Richard,
yeah,
man? Nobody knows
okay,
what he
you
is.
Just trumped me.
No, but remember, this channel is really targeting the 40-plus who've been ignored by radio today. The kids today have got lots of things to choose from.
I know,
you know,
and that's why I
older,
think it's a liberty, because the older people are living longer in the world.
I hope so. I hope so.
Heart FM can't get away with their playlists forever, brother. You know what I mean?
Like, need more variety. So what, it's March the 1st, you said it kicks
is.
Off.
Maybe a bit earlier.
And
watch this spot.
So what are any of the links that you need to share with people if they want to track you down online?
Well,
you're on Twitter at Regular Ruler. Sorry, Regal Ruler.
It's your Royal Regal Ruler.
How dare you call it regular?
Sorry. Hey, man, that's a compliment.
Regal. No, man, no one wants to be regular, man.
It's healthy to be regular.
You see, the Royal Ruler came from the Prince's Palace of Peachy Platters, where nothing else matters but the good times.
I love you, Tony.
I wanted to do a beatbox there. I thought he was going into something. But, Tony, we know we're doing the open mic next. If you want to hang around
and
drop
up. No, I gotta go home. My wife's cooking me an Indian curry. And I'm pretty hungry now.
Okay,
I got here at 4:15. I don't know what went wrong.
I know, I don't think we were even here at 4:15.
No, they threw me.
You got here quicker than
earlier than us. No,
okay,
but it's
like
so lovely.
Before, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's so lovely to have you here again, Tony. And
we've
I want us to
it.
Keep it. Oh my god, I need that phone cover.
Cutmaster Swift,
as well.
Man.
You get them from DMC's store.
Legend.
The DMCworld.com store.
You get to do some rhymes.
Yeah.
Hey man, let me hey bro, I'm here, you know.
You like that?
Wow. Oh, that's a case.
It's a cover.
Heavy.
It's an iPhone.
You show me a phone.
Show on the screen.
Phone case.
There's a little camera there.
Yeah. But thank you so much, both of you, for coming through to the show. Tony, thank you for all of your contributions and hard work that you've concerted efforts that you've put in to pioneer like quality, real culture, you know, and supporting so much ill talent. Swifty, thank you. You know, like even just personally on my own career, where would my career necessarily be if it wasn't for the both of you, what you've done for the whole game, you know? I mean, on an international scale.
Don't forget, you have now got the baton.
That's right.
Well, this is what we're trying to keep, this baton, this fire alive right here. But thanks so much for coming through, guys. We love you both so much. Lovely to see you again. Cutmaster Swift, the one and only. Two legends in the house.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for being so nice. Thank you.
Oh, every time.
Totally surprised us with that, bringing Swifty here, boy.
You definitely.
He's going to have to do double next time.
That was a good one. You got us there.
And party people, up next, we have the open mic. So do not move a muscle. This is FUBAR Radio. Sorry, before you guys go, you've got to get another round of applause. There you go. There you go. There you go. FUBAR Radio presents
Michael Payne and Reese Sanders.
We're joined in the studio right now by the one and only Stylo G.
Yo, Beanie Man one. Me and Beanie start convo. He's like, Stylo G. I'm like, yeah, man.
What did that feel like when he recognized, like he knew who you were?
It felt good.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Jesus.
Beanie Man.
He's like, Zaga's out. Zim Zim up.
Yes.
So next minute, he's like, say, you, Stylo G, inspired. So I was like, rah. I'm like, yo, let's do this. I'm in Jamaica only for a few days. Let's do this. Me and a girl, them sugar pre that. Benz and be Mazadi, a we that. Girl, them love we and we love them too. I want to do some boy, them must I eat that.
Every Wednesday, Michael Payne and Reese Sanders.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
This is a message from us from the resistance, from the last line of defense. We have been watching the world's events. We are highly displeased with the corruption that is carried out by governments all over the world on a daily basis.
Planet to step in stones on the final lap, just a stupid human. So remind me to mind the God, and not to neck the bleach. I'm building castles on a pebble beach. I'm at a place that you could never reach. Alone in purgatory for a whole eternity. A rain cloud hovering above is only there for me. Lost in a dream, I fell lost and reappeared at the top of the screen. Like, what does it mean? It's more than words can explain. I wanna save the world, but for personal gain. Baptize the earth and beg and be rain. There's a lot more to life than wearing a chain. But I couldn't tell you what it is, though. When I've got it figured out, I'll let the kids know. Until then, keep riding high on a dusty road while I pick a spot in the sky to watch the sun explode. Yes, that's how it's going down. Hanging on the ceiling while we're dancing over ground. That's how it's coming down. You need to slow it down. You need to slow it down. Hanging on the ceiling. On the ceiling while we're dancing over ground.
Complex concept beyond comprehension and words. You think we understand cause we read the blurb. We didn't open the book. Did and forgot to close it and look. Feeling hopeless and stuck. With the same confusing speech on every station. Open to interpretation. Tolerating fascism. The face beneath the mask hidden. Living a transparent glass prison. But everybody acts different. The observation near the event affects the outcome. So we get nervous and we act up and down wrong. Openly supporting both sides of the dispute. Society is blighted at the root. Hiding like the truth underneath the covers. No one's really free, but some are more free than others. The privacy of the facts, then let us guess. Condemn the guest, nothing's ever said in jest. The wicked never rest, but neither did the rest. But who cares as long as you beat them in the test. Alright, leave them lie, let's go like slow it down. Devils hanging on the ceiling. On the ceiling. While we're dancing over ground. Yeah. That's how it's going down. That's how it's going down. You need to slow it down. You need to slow
brand new Lee Scott and Jazz T. That track is called Ceiling. They're teaming up on this 12-inch EP that's out on Boot Records. It also features remixes from Sleepwalker, aka King Kashmir. And you heard King Kashmir earlier in the show on that brand new track produced by Farmer G, a task force. And there's also a remix on there from Pitch 92. It's out right now, so hit them up on Bandcamp. Jazz T's going to be on the show very soon as well. This is the Sounds of Hip Hop with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Digman Freud. I want to give a shout out to Black on Black Mag. Shout out to Tim Joshua, Michael S., Relit, Insight Machines, Andreas, of course, always brother locked in, Nate Burke. Shout out to Yums, shout out to Amanda Starr, all you mother lovers locked in. You know what time it is right now on the Hip Hop Show. It's time for the open mother loving mic. Who we got this week? We got four guys coming in this week to tear this place up. Shakes Tate.
Yes, man.
What's going on, bruv?
Yes, you good, bruv?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Where are you travelling from?
Ipswich, man.
Yeah,
Ipswich. Big up Ippy Town, yeah?
Yes, big up to Ip Town. I know a few people from there as well. I can't remember their names off top, but shout out Scott what's his name?
Buddha.
Buddha French, yeah. And a few others, man. What's going on in Ipswich at the moment?
There's a big scene in Ipswich at the moment.
I've noticed that.
There's loads going on. There is loads.
I've noticed that, man.
It's exciting, man.
It's a healthy scene, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm liking it. There's loads going on. Loads of nights and stuff.
So, man, what are you doing? Are you working on a project at the moment for release or what?
Yeah, I'm planning to release an album come the summer, but I haven't set a date yet because it'll come out when it's ready, you know what I mean?
Independent, don't worry. We know how that goes. You ready for the open mic, though, yeah?
Yes, bro, definitely.
All right, wicked. Jack the Union, what's going on?
What a guan. What's good?
Yeah, man. Well, hey, you know it's always the good thing right here on the Hip Hop Show. You've been doing a little bit of work for a minute, right? You've been putting out drips and drabs.
Hip hop, I think I've got that sewn. You get me? I've got a lot of projects, hip hop projects, and
I'm sure someone sent me your start. I can't remember who it was before you'd even hit up to get on the show.
Yeah.
So when the name popped up, I was like, this guy, I've heard the name about. So what are you working on now? Is there a mixtape or what you got coming up?
I'm just releasing really cool singles at the moment. Okay. I've got my single Lockdown. I'm on a little press run, as they say, so you get me.
Yeah. How's that been going?
It was brilliant. I was on a next one. I'm not even going to shout out the ops, because they're the ops. I ain't shouting out no other radios. That's the ops. But I've been on a few of them.
Oh,
and I'm
good,
here,
man,
on FUBAR. This is the one I'm most excited
for. You ready for the, you know, the open mic thing?
You say all the right things.
Pretty dangerous.
Nah, you know what? Cypher thing, innit? So,
this is the infamous open mic right here, man. We've been going in, and this is a guy that's been on before, so he can vouch for us. Roop the Bread.
Yeah, what's good?
What's going on? You good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
It's good to see you back, man. Happy New Year and all that.
Happy New Year to you as well, yeah.
So, what have you been up to?
You know, semi-retired, but, you know, make it.
Retired,
you know,
what?
From music, you know, but got an album coming out this year, so not really retired. So,
Definitely semi-retired, boy. So one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why are you saying...
I don't know, I've got, life and stuff, but I've still got music, so I might as well just put it out there.
But I remember you saying before that the music is kind of therapeutic in that sense.
The music is, yeah. It's like, you know, I'll do it anyway, so I might as well put... Some people want to buy it, so
would you say... it's a case of, you're not doing it to try and, be... something
I'm
off
not
it, but if it
to,
happens,
you know, yeah,
it happens.
I'm not trying to sort of be this.
It's good to see you back here, though, man.
Yay!
Open mic time. Weaver, what's going on? Have you been here before, Weaver?
Nah, man, it's my first time.
I feel like you've been here before, but with somebody else, and you didn't jump on.
I haven't been here yet. It's my first time. I've come all the way from Guernsey in the Channel Islands.
Serious?
I literally travelled here today from Newbury with my mate, Young F.
Bruv, appreciate you coming, man.
But yeah. I met a guy there, actually, says he might know you. His name's DJ One of a Kind.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. You know that. I think it's the forehead. From certain angles, I look like different people. But I probably do know him, but I just have to see him face to face.
Yeah, that's fair, man. That's fair.
You know how that goes.
Meet a lot of people, eh?
Huh?
Must meet a lot of people.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I've been doing this for a minute. I met a lot. Sometimes I see people. I don't even know if I recognize them or not, or I've just seen them in the crowd and they just look familiar. And then you just walk, and then they go, hey, da, 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 and you go, oh shit, I know that.
Tell me about it. So, but what's the hip hop scene in Guernsey saying?
Oh, it's growing. I mean, there's more of a sort of drum and bass scene over there at the moment. But we recently started putting some sort of cypher, hip hop, getting hip hop back alive again there, because it used to be quite big before. Like, yeah. We've had people up the Far Side over there before, mm-hmm. like some quite big artists, but it sort of died down a little bit, became a bit of a sort of D&B town, mm. and then now it's sort of, I can see it sort of grow, it's growing back a little up. Bit.
People
yeah.
want lyrics again.
Yeah, exactly. They want.
Yeah,
they
you
want
see Kendrick Lamar won them Grammys the other day. You know what I mean? That's people want lyrics again. So yeah. it's time
inspired.
We got. Speaking of which, who we got on the beat this week?
This week on the beat is the producer Greaseburn.
Greaseburn. What do you reckon that feels like, a grease burn?
Is it grease up?
Yeah, it depends, innit? How you use it. Could be like a rope with grease.
Sounds like man was frying up a burger and the oil did splatter him in his face.
Maybe that's what he cooks up. Maybe he cooks it up. Let's hear what he's got then. Are you not ready for this, yeah?
Yes.
Who's awkward, setting it awkward. Off? Who's setting it
of
off?
Of course, come on.
Jack the Union's going to set it off
games.
Right here.
Stop
on the
playing
open
games.
Mic. Greaseburn on the beat. This is the hip hop show right here on Food Bar Radio, bitches and bitchettes.
Yo, Jack the Union. Yo.
You sound live, yeah?
Okay, too much assigning can breed contempt. Well, I'm exempt, cause on your patience, I won't dent. See, I'm hell bent, yeah. I'm God sent, a contradiction in terms. I'm lyrical, yes, simplistic. Young black male, but I don't want anyone to get into those statistics, cause you'll get bored. And I ain't never gonna stop rapping simply cause I can afford or purchase a Porsche. I'ma keep it gully on the block with kilo course with no remorse. So, please, little guy, don't act like Yoda from the Star Wars trilogy and call on the Force when you're in trouble, or go to the screws on the wing cause you don't want to pay your double bubble. Just pay them guys their cookie and burnt. Please, would you guys never learn?
Man, my appetite has never been better. Rate alpha blights, rearrange and regurgitate the letters. Strange sentences are more menacing than Dennis's. I'm tearing up the earth before I fly away on Pegasus. Sporting a strange sort of intelligence. I smoke more rocky than the ruins of Ephesus. I hide in all the little nooks, crannies and crevices. You'll never find me, I'm your invisible nemesis. I get creative, spit a page full of crazy shit till it gets stuck up in your head like your brain is. I aim to see my lines move further and wider, so I spray paint rhymes on the Great Wall of China. I flow tighter than the tightest vagina. Man, I'm getting deeper than the Chilean miners. Minus a billion feet, safe and signed. See me, I'm a million miles underground, and I'll shout till my mouth is causing volcano, earthquake and storm. I leave no rainbow. I wake up first to burst the world's magma and shake up the earth like a fucking maraca. I'm tight like elastic. In among slackers, and I ain't got no time for stabbers or slappers. One step ahead of the hazard, because I'm that mad hatter that caused all the damage. The anger management, nah, never done nothing for me. I carry barrels of rage and a bag of the green. Yeah, I'm trying to walk straight on a balancing beam, trying to prove to myself there's no malice in me. You know I'm chasing the dream with the weight on my feet. I'm dodging nightmares, never taking a seat. Yeah, I'm invading the scene, I'm overtaking the sheep. Because I'm always out running all the fake in the week. Right.
Chilling with my boys, kicking back. We start to rap, tap, tap on the table. So many snakes that my story's now a fable. Hungry for more time because I ate all of my teens. Writing on my phone, you know I keep it in my jeans. Living in my dreams, I guess I sleep inside reality. I got a PhD in vividly exaggerating your imagination like my words were LSD. Got the master key to open up the doors inside your mind. Would I find a man escaping from anomaly? You're normally a guy that touched the deep like he's learning that philosophy. Honestly, I'm consciously trying to write my own prophecy. Working so hard, I put the try in poetry.
Cinematic, panoramic shit. The sun shines on the city and I'm vanishing in ambience. Miami spliffs, parodimatic, diagrammic with an arrow pointing at it. I'm the size of a planet, it's big. Man, listen, I've been living with the vision of a visionary. Since I was six, I've seen visions in the midst of the city scenes. I live my dreams, picture me over the edge. Now get it literally, image me, clocking divinity in symmetry. Bigger figure digits won't limit me, I'm limitless. Jeff Bridges like F physics. Next minute, get my head figured out, get set with it. I'm abstract, exact at the same time. Looking like I'm looking for ley lines in space time at 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm flying a lot. Lifetimes grinding hard, I'm trying to stop. Fly like Avarex, chemtrails, waking life entails. A break from the way my brain excels. My entrails are scattered over the floor, I'm liking it more. Get the rain, start riding it more. No fighting the force, my main aim in the games. Praying for change, I gotta make change, but stay and remain. My mania's framed, I made it my name. No chain swinging, just pain in my veins. I got cadence when I'm aiming my brain, I'm making it rain. Cash broke, time rich, in the middle of a life switch. Got my mind pitched on some 9-inch nails type vibe. That's my shit, I ride it, life is a vibe, come ride with it. Mindfulness, the mind's abyss, be mindful, mind's a myth. I'm trying to live, I owe it to the noughties why I rhyme like this. I was listening to Lox while I lighted spliffs. It's only right that I shine like this.
Wow.
Yo.
Yes.
With my lyrics, I'm always feverishly fiddling, ridiculously riddling. Saliba MC, but defecating or piddling in his negligee. So fuck what your friends say, he be misbehaving. We'll catch him out raving. That six man in the toilet firing. You in the corner perspiring. It won't take six to expire him, but six pack like abdominals. Lyrically phenomenal for any top awards, I've been honorable. Bitches say I'm abominable. I look at them and say, I know, man. Of course I'm abominable. I used to move snowman. Totally sporadic and with no plan. I know you like to frown upon them verses with your snobbery, but only time I was in the street hustling out here on the roads, I was in jail time for armed robbery. It's lyrically war. We ain't calling a truce. The only leeway you get is death like Brandon and Bruce. What's the use?
Mm.
Yes, yes.
What are you saying, Shakespeare?
It's like this, man. It's like this. Yo. Yo.
Through by radio, the hip-hop show. Come we go.
I'm witnessing demented vision. Sinning is cemented into children of this mental bin. The devil's got them penciled in. Satan's got a stencil as he waits for them to settle in. And when they're getting heavy set and ready, let the games begin. Clipper rebels, kids are getting messy on so many levels. Leave you feeling empty like a runner-up, a silver medal. It's detrimental, but it's no experiment. You wander in your living room and wonder where your telly went. Running in the shop to rob a box of bevy, hopping hot. Kid don't give a toss if it's a test, he's over cool in the shop. He's only warming up, he's thinking sorted, bruh. They didn't warn him of the consequence of snorting stuff. Non-existent consciences are preying on the novices. I'm angry like a cross between Iron Mike and Morrissey. I'm fighting back at politicians and dishonest policies. Living in a land that make me wanna vomit, honestly. Cause all over the land and ocean lives an evil magic potion. Triggering insanity, it travels in a tragic motion. Anarchy unravels at the heights, above it all. Defying gravity as everybody he's climbing up the walls. Badden me, infestations sadden me. A gang of deadly caterpillars sliver up the apple tree. I ain't just woken from a dream, this is reality. Cause every single day I see a different mentality. What?
No originality, you're looking for normality. And all eventuality gets made up by society. So in reality you actually will never fit in. That's the realest shit that I think I've ever written. Be yourself and no one else, no one can be the better you. You're the only one that see the world in the way you do. Better the veteran, different specimen, giving you medicine cause I am sick. So cool it your brother cause I've been meddling with all your minds, but don't give a fuck, I'm leveling up. I do it because I get meddling with the beats and other the words. I think I've been cursed, I'm writing a verse every day and I never forget, cause I wanna die without a regret. Writing so fast to build a sweat. Look at that feather, he's making the cheddar. Watch it in my brother, you'll never be better. The cleverest ever, whatever the weather, the pressure will never be leveling up. And if it does, I don't give a fuck, I'm living with luck. It's like I've been struck with it, I'm stuck with it. Vividly giving you lyrical imagery, cutting the syllables, so is this imagery. Never be stopping, I'll always be topping my last song. My legacy's going to last long. All of the melodies that I find will never be memories of the past on. So pass on my music. If you don't believe me now, then just wait until I prove it. Weaver.
Yeah. Root the bread, what you say, bro?
Right. They don't give a fuck. Money wins hands down every time, yeah. They don't want to give it up. And it's in bricks and mortar. You flip your mortgage or get evicted. This shit's distorted. It's a Britain getting visibly poorer. Visually poorer. To live differently is considered disorder. Buildings quoting aspirational images. Like this is what Britain is. A pseudo public space filled with idiots. Instead of life, it's a lifestyle we're being sold. Land sold off cheap. The lies that we're being told don't match the figures in the balance sheets. They won't release an FOI request costs money. They don't go for cheap. A heap of rubble where utopia's supposed to be. Supposed to be better than this. Not even close, you see its purposeful policy. Agency is active in the actions of the landed. The masses get abandoned while cash is getting stacked in. Our future's getting cashed in. We all deserve houses, not just wankers in their mansions. Ooh. And I'm beyond sadness. It's something like an anger. But yeah, straight, go.
They say too much indulgence is considered a sin. Well, I won't bulge, cause on them things I won't indulge. That's problem solved. It's been that way since the world revolved and man evolved and cases got shut in my ends and considered problems unsolved. And I gotta be careful the way I say this, cause there's a lot that me and John Conn got away with. But I'd rather be in prison than serve that guy with the singular vision and triangular prison, cause their notions are somewhat devilish. And see, I can't get with them, cause I believe there's more to life than living, and we can't squander the gifts we're given. So like that car from the robbery that got my ass sent upstream, see, I stay driven.
Yay. That was dope, man. That
you got some bars in there today, yo. Boy.
This life has pinned me up against the wall again, but listen, I just ain't the type to topple down and walk away. And I'm alive today, cause life is yet to knock me to the floor. I'll always find a way to conquer every time and prosper more. I will fight this life until the bloody death is fucking war. I'm born to win and still I'm swinging with my swollen knuckles sore. I persist to rip another ribbon, run another course. Every time I finish one, I'm tougher than the one before. I take another mission on this dangerous street. I'm ever willing to be spitting in the face of defeat. He who came with belief, refused used to stay on his knees, and ain't ashamed to say it's true. I've been afraid, I've been weak, but I will make it through this nightmare and awake from my sleep. There ain't a day in my life where I ain't been chasing a dream. Any failure, either minor or major, is just a hater trying to keep you there and stop you flying up above their radar.
Preparation.
Hey! Chase Tate right there. Chase Tate right there. Weaver, what you saying, man? What you got for us, bro?
Drinking up the licorice, sweet like licorice. Wanna feel those sticking lips pressed against my own. Shown love by these deficient chicks, I'd rather be alone. Pick and mix between the trips, hit and miss, I never know. I'm feeling better though, you better know. I'd never show you something that I thought I'd never show. Rhyming hieroglyphs, well I convince myself I'm fine with this. The smoke is clogging up my sinuses. My music spreading like some kind of deadly viruses. The finalists, I'll never stop. No, the pen will never drop. Rhyming this, we're writing bars upon the tabletop. Got some kind of special power, the 11th hour was never missed. I kissed the belly of a flower, you will cower to exist. Try resist, but fell into a paradox. I'm way too hot for Goldilocks. I'm totally lost like Alice in a wonderland. Wander round the underground, trying to find a palace. I don't think you understand.
I'm no rapper, no, I ain't spitting. This is fine art. Tate Britain, paint dribbling, Jackson Pollock, chatting bollocks, grab an olive, get my practice polished. I'm abstract, expressionist, I dab that, I'm expressionless. Ooh. I'm fresh as piss, do sham, I don't do shams, no I do shams, and I do what I do, that's who, that's me, that's Root in the factory, Warhol prints in the bog, cause I stack pee, no I don't stack pee, I work in a gallery, hey. Can of Sani P, yeah I'm spending my salary, used to get my zoo on, Valerie, now it's time to move on, gradually, if I don't get a move on, it's actually catching me, rapping me, Christo, twist flows manically, amateur dramatic. Reading some Beckett in the lavatory, lavishly name dropping names. Don't get mad at me, mad at me.
Oh,
yo, let's end it right there, man. That's yes. The Hip Hop Show open mic for this week. All you MCs, if you want to get on here like these guys did, and make sure you can kill it like these guys did, hit us up hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is just send a link to your YouTube video off of YouTube or a link off of SoundCloud. If you're a producer and you want to get a beat on here just like Greaseburn, this beat is crazy, by the way, guys. What are you lot saying? It's the groove. If you can't sit on this groove, then you know you got work to do. Shout out to Greaseburn, all you producers out there. Make sure the subject says open mic beat, and all you do is attach 4 1-minute snippets. That's 4 1-minute snippets separately, and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes just to find out whether you're worthy. That's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Guys, man, where's the claps?
Yeah.
I can't clap on my own like this. arthritis kicks in. Yo, shout out to Root the Bread, Weaver, Shakes Tate, Jack the Union, Greaseburn right there.
Thank you so much, all for you coming through.
That's so fun. What I love about this open mic thing is that we can get, like, you four guys have probably never even met each other or whatever, but nah. Jump on the beat and then you got all these different styles, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like whatever you're drawn to it, but everybody's got something to say, and that's the beautiful thing about this hip hop shit, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. We're going to share all the links so then you can track all the guys down, but thank you so much for coming through and rapping today on the open mic for us. And we have to say a big thank you to Tony Prince, who we were speaking to earlier on the show, and Cartmaster Swift, who he brought along with him to chat with us all things DMC. Root the Bread, thank you so much. Weaver, Shakes Tate, Jack the Union, you just heard them ripping it up on the open mic, and Greaseburn on the beat. And make sure you check out our gig guide, which is going to be online. We also spoke to Jackie earlier, who's part of the People's Demonstration to help save the NHS. So make sure you get down to that. And remember, Wednesday night, there's going to be a beautiful moon. It's a really special moon as well.
It'll be the same as last month.
No, actually, it's different.
You'll get it next month anyway, put it out.
It's a super blue blood moon.
I ain't getting involved in no blue blood business. Them lot, they eat lizards and that.
I'm a blood anyway, so I'm not in that blue thing.
You meant to say clue. No, yeah, blood, that's it.
But and thank you to you
guys.
You've got
to say clud, innit? If you're a Crip member, no?
I really
you can't say that.
I'm not gang affiliated.
I'm joking. Kids stay in school.
You're not gang affiliated. You're messing up,
I'm
man.
Low key.
That's two things you got to do for 2018. Get an Instagram account and become gang affiliated, DJ Sarah Love. Until that happens.
There's still time before the end of the month. But thank you to you guys for listening to the show, because this show is truly about you. You can download all past episodes at foobarradio.com/show/hip-hop. Make sure you join us next Monday, as you do every Monday, 4 p.m., with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Up next on Foobar, you have Payne and Sylvester taking care of you. But remember, we like to send this message out to the atmosphere and take this with you. Thank you, guys.
A favourite song here. Anyone cares to bring out the 80s
hairstyles?
The 80s, what do you call it? Power ballad moves. Feel free.
Listen, the
it's
message.
It's open floor here. Food bar, you know what I mean?
You've not got your headphones.
Brother, sister, there's got to be what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love.